From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, April 30th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the Times Union is reporting a two-acre parcel in Windham is the first to be protected under a new program that preserves environmentally sensitive lands located adjacent to streams that feed New York City's reservoir system in the Catskills. The Streamside Acquisition Program is managed by the Catskill Center and funded by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. The newly protected property is located on Mill Street in the town of Windham and has 275 feet of stream frontage on a tributary of the Batavia Kill. The property is now owned by the city, but will eventually be open for public recreation. The Streamside Acquisition Program is in its pilot phase and operating only in the Schoharie Reservoir watershed. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said April 27th, county lawmakers may not know for another week whether the existing county jail is safe enough to allow inmates and staff to return. The jail, located at 80 Bridge Street in Catskill, remains shuttered after the building was evacuated more than a week ago on Seeley's orders. Jail officers have pointed out the weaknesses in the structural integrity of the historic building, noting cracks in the walls and ceilings, failing pipes, and bowing walls on the second floor. A structural engineering firm surveyed the property, but the final results of the inspection will not be available for another week, Seeley said. The sheriff supports a proposal to build a new jail on a site near the Greene Correctional Facility in Cooksaki at an estimated cost of $51.4 million, an amount that would quadruple the county's existing debt. Many of the people who oppose the Cooksaki project support the idea of sharing jail services with Columbia County. A public meeting will be held at 5 p.m. on May 2nd at the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill, at which time engineers will present the findings on the jail's structural issues and answer questions from members of the Greene County Legislature. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. School boards for the component districts that make up the Questar 3 BOCES district approved its $6.35 million administrative budget for the 2018-19 school year. The spending plan reflected a 1.85% spending cut. The April 17th vote was 22-1, with Hoosick Valley Central School District casting the lone dissenting vote. Questar 3's total spending plan is $71.26 million for the coming year, 6.16% less than this year. The annual vote also included an uncontested board election. Candidates winning three-year terms were incumbent Paul Puccio of Skodak, incumbent Frank Zwack of Berlin, and newcomer Mark Mann of East Greenbush. Questar 3 includes school districts in Greene, Columbia, and Rensselaer counties. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. The proposed renovation of the Columbia Apartments, including the 9-story, 117-unit Bliss Towers and a 15-unit low-rise building, has been put on hold. At an April 24th meeting of the agency's Board of Commissioners, Hudson Housing Authority Executive Director Tim Matisse said, and I quote, "My suggestion here is to take our time here with Bliss Towers, to not jump into anything that is going to put us in a position where we are over our heads and jeopardize the progress that we have made, and really jeopardize the financial situation of the Housing Authority by jumping into something we're not ready to do and risk default for our investors," end quote. Matisse said the Housing Authority will complete the modernization of a third of its units at Bliss Towers this year. In 2019, an additional 40 units will be updated. At the same time, the Housing Authority will move ahead with plans to build more than 40 additional units on a vacant State Street lot. In response to RFPs issued for that project, Beacon Communities in Albany and Duvernay and Brooks in White Plains submitted proposals. Matisse said the two groups will meet with the Housing Authority in early May to present their plans for the new development. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Jimmy Valkin is reporting for Politico New York. State Senator John Bonacic announced April 27th he will not seek re-election this year, the second Republican in less than a week to make that decision. Senator Kathy Marchione of Saratoga announced her retirement just 2 days prior. Bonacic was first elected to the Senate in 1998 after serving in the Assembly and local offices in Orange County since 1973. Bonacic said in a statement, and I quote, "The 20 years I have spent in the Senate have been rewarding both personally and professionally, despite the frustrations that all of us experience in any career. 20 years, though, is enough," end quote. Democrats said the retirements were a sign of their momentum in the state. Mike Murphy, a spokesman for the Senate Democratic Conference, said, and I quote, "Clearly the Republicans see the writing on the wall. Democrats have gained 10 seats in 2 weeks, while three Senate Republicans have abandoned ship in just 3 days. And I'm sure there are more to come," end quote. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain and snow showers are likely turning into rain after 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 51 degrees. For Monday night, a slight chance of showers before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a temperature low around 39 degrees. Your forecast for the next 2 days? Well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. The sun rose this morning at 5:51 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:54 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 31 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 30th and last day of April 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.